Others likely watching the president's speech with interest last night are those in the seafood industry. Fishing has been closed off in a third of the Gulf of Mexico as BP's well continues to spew oil. And that's had an impact on the seafood market here, too, in the nation's largest consumer market. WNYC's Lisa Chow has this report.
Scott and Nancy Dunn are sitting in front of a big plate of oysters at one of the busiest seafood restaurants in New York, the Grand Central Oyster Bar.
We get the smaller one this time.
They're celebrating their 36th wedding anniversary, and the safety of their oysters is the last thing on their minds.
Oh, so soft, and this goes right down. Delicious.
No, very good.
It helps that none of these oysters have the Louisiana label.
We're enjoying oysters tonight from Washington State, Maine, Rhode Island, and Oregon.
And yet, the Duns are still affected by the spill. The difference is too small for them to notice, but they're actually paying more for these non-Gulf oysters, about 10 cents more on $1.85 an oyster. Why? Because most of the oysters eaten in this country, about 70%, come from the Gulf. And vanishing supplies there means oysters from other regions, like Washington and Maine, can command higher prices.
Now, getting phone calls all the time. What's going on? How are you affected? Is the prices going up?
To understand how the Gulf spill is affecting the local seafood market, I met with Sandy Ingberg.
Good morning.
He's the executive chef at the Grand Central Oyster Bar.
This is where my freight comes into. This is where I go first.
Every day before the sun rises, Ingberg comes here to the Bronx, to the largest wholesale seafood market in the country, the new Fulton Fish Market.
Hi, Ronnie. Did you get the tuna from Wilkerson?
Two pieces.
The market is housed inside a huge refrigerated warehouse that covers nearly 7 football fields. There are 3 dozen businesses here, sourcing their seafood from all over the world. There's yellowtail from Australia, salmon from Alaska, stone crab from Mexico, shrimp from Thailand. Most of it's packed in boxes with ice. And the warehouse smells not of fish, but of the ocean.
Today we bought some mahi-mahi, bluefish. Yes, sir.
Ingber stops by one of his regular suppliers, Scott Bernstein of JMS Seafood, who's selling him the mahi-mahi today. Bernstein says since the spill, he's been losing nearly $10,000 a week in income.
I mean, we were selling 500 boxes a week of Gulf oysters. We don't get one now. We had to switch. We switched to Canadians and Maines and Virginia oysters, you know.
But did it make up the difference?
Absolutely not, no. We went from 50,000 oysters a week to probably 3,000 to 4,000.
And Bernstein says those 4,000 oysters are more expensive than the Gulf oysters, so he's losing his regular customers.
We have a lot of these Asian buffet places, and they want a good oyster but can only pay a certain amount. Now that item is gone for them. They're feeling the hit too. Then the consumer feels it.
Bernstein says he's already filed papers to join a class action lawsuit against BP.
They're going to find out who's responsible. And you see, you know, in today's climate, business climate, and the global economy, you know, you try to maximize wherever you can.
Okay, so here's new seafood.
Ingber and I stopped by another wholesaler.
Anthony, hi.
Anthony DeVito owns New Seafood. He says he doesn't source much seafood from the Gulf, so the oil spill hasn't affected his business yet.
The way it's going and supposedly coming up the Gulf Stream, it's only a matter of time before it affects us because we do get fish out of the Carolinas and Florida.
And one thing you realize walking around the seafood market, if the wholesaler isn't worried about the Gulf spill, he's probably worried about something else. Anthony Grippa is with Universal Seafood, which specializes in selling salmon.
We have our own issues. There's a major disaster down in Chile.
That earthquake in Chile happened almost 4 months ago, and Grippa is still feeling the impact. The oil spill is ongoing, so for New York City businesses buying seafood from the Gulf, their projection of the spill's effects has only just begun. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.